Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that learning is not a linear process. With many skills, there is a long, slow start before a rapid acceleration. As you learn anything new, you have to hang on for that early climb. Today's tip, like another one this week, comes from Whitney Johnson's new book, Smart Growth. In this book, Whitney explores how people learn and change and achieve their goals. One of her key images is the S-curve. Now, don't think of an S like you type a capital S or write one with the two curves sitting on top of each other. Instead, imagine it as a bit more stretched out and turned a bit on its side. The slope of the first stretch is low, but then there is a point of acceleration where the slope increases until it levels out at some other point. Whitney tells us that this S-curve represents how we learn. There is a long, slow start before a rapid acceleration of skill acquisition. Eventually, there is mastery with incremental gains, but that's a long way in the future. Knowing what this curve looks like can keep us motivated as we go. I can see that these days with my fourth grade daughter, who is learning to play the trumpet. Her school offers lessons, so she decided to give it a try. Let's just say it has not been easy. Learning to play the trumpet involves learning how to shape your mouth and blow air in a certain way. You have to figure out that part before you even get around to playing the notes you are aiming for, and then playing them in the right order for any given song. It took a long time before she got a real trumpet sound. It then took longer before she could play recognizable sequences of notes. Then, finally, right before Christmas, she managed to play something that truly sounded like jingle bells. It was a proud moment. She also told me that while she didn't think she was particularly good at the trumpet at this point, she was also making swifter progress than some of her bandmates, who were perhaps not practicing as much. We talked about why that might be and hit upon the rather understandable reason that it is not rewarding to practice when you aren't making music yet, and honestly, aren't really making much of a sound beyond that of air rushing through your lips. So people stay at the bottom of the S-curve. There is progress, but it is barely perceptible, and possibly not so pleasant. It is hard to see that you might only be a dozen hours or so of practice from jingle bells. And then, once you get through jingle bells, you can learn many more pieces. You can play real melodies, so you want to play more. And when you want to play more, you do play more. And then you really start rising up the steep part of the S-curve. Now, there are many things in life that we won't bother with the S-curve one way or the other. I cannot play the trumpet, and I am pretty sure I will go to my grave not knowing how to play the trumpet. But if there is something you want to learn, then it is probably wise to take Whitney's advice in Smart Growth about paying attention to the S-curve. Understanding when you are in the flat, lower part can give you the motivation to just keep pushing through. There is a rapid phase coming, It just takes a little bit to get there. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time.
Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.